What's up, everybody? This is Theodore Brown, and you are listening to the It's Just Ted podcast. This is my very first recording, and I'm a little anxious. A little anxious. It's going to be okay. Well, let me take two steps back. So, what I want to do with this particular podcast is kind of journal my journey. I'm also going to be doing this on YouTube, but it's a little easier to start with a podcast for me. It's just a little bit easier to start with a podcast, but what I want to do again is kind of journal my journey. I've had some changes to my life, and I made some changes to my life. I've been married now for about a year and change. I changed up my business and my business model, even the clients that I'm going after with my business. So there's a couple of different things that I've changed up, and I kind of want to, I guess, just take everybody on with me on this journey as I just build, rebuild, and just reach for more in the time that I have here on this planet. I hope you guys are going to stay tuned. Whoever ends up listening to this, I know I don't have probably anybody listening right now, since this is the first one. No one really knows about it just yet. But I wanted to move. I had to do something. I had to take some action, because I would have kept, or I would continue to not do everything, do anything until everything was perfect. And that's something that I want to get away from. Yeah, I want to do the best job that I can possibly do, but there are some times when everything is not going to be perfect. There's not going to be that perfect storm. There's not going to be that perfect environment. So it was just best for me to move. And that's what I did. So here I am with this very, very first episode of my brand new podcast. Yeah, that's it. This is it. You know what I can share? This is what I can share. Something that has me moving and doing things now is the 5-second rule. And there's actually a book out called the 5-second rule. And it really changed how I started doing things. It's a great, great read. A little colorful language in the book. I don't know how people are with the different things they read, but it's a great, great book written by Mel Robbins. In short, this is what the 5-second rule is. With different things that you want to do, we'll break it down to small things, kind of like she does. Getting up in the morning, everybody wants to wake up and move. Well, not everybody, but for those of us that want to get up and actually move and start taking action in our lives early in the morning, the 5-second rule goes like this. When your alarm clock goes off and you hit it, don't hit snooze. Turn it off and count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When you get to one, your feet need to hit the floor and it's time to get up and move. So pretty much the 5-second rule is that every time you think you want to do something, every time you feel the need to just take action on whatever it is, count backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you go do that thing. What Mel explains is that in those 5 seconds, if you don't do it, the whole thing is done. It's gone. You're going to be able to talk yourself out of it. so quickly. So you got to act in those first 5 seconds. So if you want to go and introduce yourself to someone, this is what she talks about on her TED Talks. If you are going to introduce yourself to someone that you might have met at a networking event or anything like that, you count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you start moving in the direction of that person. Because if you start moving, you're more than likely going to go there and say something and introduce yourself to someone. I don't know if it's going to be the most intelligent thing, but intelligent thing that you might say, but at least you got moving. At least you're taking that action. So that's it. That's where I'm going to leave this one. This one was not that planned. It really was just to make me move, make me get up and actually do something, actually record something. So please join me on this journey. Subscribe, like. I don't know if all those things apply, but definitely follow me through this journey. I would love to have you, and I would love to give anything of myself that can help you in yours. All right, everybody, have a wonderful week.